Many voices and letters from across the state are asking legislators to make up for a loss of federal funding for organizations that provide help to victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. Alaska's Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault has informed organizations to expect a 30% to 33% reduction in grant programs. Natalie Wojcik is executive director of Sitkins Against Family Violence and said that would mean a $230,000 cut for her organization.
We've had to start looking at what difficult choices we have to make. If we were to endure the full 30% cut, we are looking to cut our legal advocacy services to victims in half, reduce on-call advocacy for the shelter and sexual assault response, and entirely cut our children's programming. I'm reaching out to let you know what is happening and the dire consequences it will have not only on SICA, but the entire state.
Organizations ask lawmakers to budget state general fund dollars to make up for that lost federal money. Sarah Hansen-Hofstetter is a board member of Working Against Violence for Everyone, or WAVE, in Petersburg.
If WAVE loses 30% funding, the cuts will have devastating impacts on survivors, victims, their families, and the community work WAVE is conducting.
The statewide council is also seeking a federal fix or emergency aid that could cover the funding cut, but it's not likely that would be in place in time for the fiscal year that starts in July. Lawmakers also heard from representatives of municipalities and nonprofits seeking restoration of state funding that the governor had vetoed from the budget in the last few years. Melissa Henshaw, Public and Government Relations Director for the City and Borough of Sitka, urged legislators to fund reimbursement for school bond debt and other payments to municipalities.
The state's proposed budget is half the original commitment for a loss to Sitka of over $1.6 million. We ask for your support for the Community Assistance Program that has decreased by more than half from 2015, in which over $900,000 was budgeted. For fiscal year 2022, the state's proposed budget is $415,000 to Sitka.
Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor Rodney Dial testified his community has lost over $200 million in economic activity, as residents there face high unemployment and major increases in living costs.
So with all that going on, it becomes easy to see that our citizens need local government help more than ever, but our ability to provide that help has been greatly diminished by our tax revenues as they have cratered. So for that reason, we desperately need the state to honor its commitment regarding programs like school bond debt reimbursement. I completely understand the state's fiscal condition. However, canceling debt reimbursement was a discriminatory action that only impacted the organized boroughs of the state.
The state had reimbursed municipalities up to 70% for school and other projects that were bonded. Governor Dunleavy vetoed half of that money in 2019 and all of it last year, with the legislature not voting to override those vetoes. Dial also asked for restoration of funding for community assistance payments to cities and boroughs, as well as adequate state funding for the Alaska Marine Highway System. That was a concern for Helen Clow of Juneau. She told lawmakers that inconsistent and unreliable service is a death knell for the ferry system.
You guys have got to find a way to increase funding and provide several things. Number one, improve consistent maintenance, some long-term funding for replacement vessels, use of Marine Highway staff when appropriate to do maintenance and repairs rather than sending off to shipyards, and finding some way to have at least two vessels always operating in Southeast so that there is redundancy. And so in the case of a breakdown, people's cars aren't stranded forever.
She thought a strong ferry system would bring many independent travelers to the state this summer and fill a gap left by the loss of large cruise ships. Tom Bryce of Juneau, a University of Alaska Fairbanks alum, called for a plan to stop the bleeding, as he called it, for university funding.
The university is a tool that will generate our engineers, teachers, and healthcare professionals for our state's future, maybe even a few politicians. Coordinated efforts to cross-track COVID relief and infrastructure dollars with real needs the university is facing now can help divert limited general fund dollars back into the classroom to stabilize those needs.
Others testified for reinstatement of state support for public radio, against cuts to Department of Motor Vehicle offices, and for flat funding for school districts. The committee had public testimony scheduled from around the state into the weekend as it drafts the state's operating budget for the new fiscal year that starts in July. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.